This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Aside from a few parts of the U.S., odds are you live within close range of a cheesecake factory. And no casual dining restaurant sells more per location. Now, if you're a CEO in that situation, you'd consider expanding to markets beyond the U.S. For the Cheesecake Factory, that means 22 planned new locations in, of all places, the Middle East. David Overton started the restaurant in 1978 as a place to retail his parents' cheesecakes. Today, he remains the CEO. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Jeff. You too.
Now, you have the ideals and attitudes and maybe the excesses of America as much on your sleeve, I would say, as any restaurant probably could. Why in the world is this a good time to launch a big expansion in the Middle East?
Well, you know, we were invited over and I had no intention, but once I got there, it was amazing. And when we saw the American brands over there doing so well, we thought it was a good idea. We talked to the owner of the Dubai Mall, and he said we would be surprised at how much our brand is known there. They do surveys quarterly, and every time they ask the question, what American restaurant would you like to see here? Cheesecake Factory for the last 5 years was always number one.
But Cosmopolitan, you know, Dubai or Abu Dhabi, that's one thing. You're looking at maybe Cairo, Saudi Arabia. Are you worried about the culture clash?
Well, with a great partner like the Alshaya Group, we feel pretty confident. Don't forget, they're our licensee, and they have the confidence in those areas. They have many businesses in those areas. And so we are trusting that they, you know, will move forward when they're ready. So that was one of the reasons why we would never have opened on our own.
You get a lot of attention for your production processes. You make everything from scratch, more or less, and yet you're known for being extremely efficient. Did you have some kind of grand plan to achieve that harmony?
You know, we really had to do it. We somehow, and I don't even know how this happened, but a half hour before we opened our doors in 1978, we had a line that went to the next door. That's with no advertising, with nothing. So we grew up as an operating company because we always had people. We didn't have to market. We didn't have to look for people. And so we became very, very good at operations so we could try to keep some of the money that was waiting for us at the door, if you will.
You have a low-calorie menu, but let's be honest. I mean, you're called the Cheesecake Factory. You're not hawking health food here, by and large. How are you managing to successfully navigate, and from all appearances you are, the obesity epidemic?
It's all about choice. As I say, when you come into our restaurant, if you like to eat and you're not overweight and you're not obese, you're going to get everything you want. If you want to eat light, we have over 50 Skinny-licious items on our menu. So we're still in that whatever America wants to eat, we have. We give people what they want and the calories they want and the portions we want. That's how we're going to continue to grow for the future.
David Overton, CEO of Cheesecake Factory. I've enjoyed talking with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.